KFRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israeli forces are battling Hamas Gaza-wide after expanding their ground offensive to the territory's second largest city.
The heavy fighting further shrinks the area where Palestinians can seek safety and has largely halted the distribution of vital aid. The assault on the south threatens further mass displacement within the besieged coastal enclave, where the UN says some 1.87 million people, over 80% of the population, have already fled their homes. Much of the north, including large parts of Gaza City, has been completely destroyed. Palestinians fear the rest of Gaza could suffer a similar fate as Israel tries to dismantle Hamas, which has deep roots in the territory. It's ruled for 16 years. I'm Charles de la Desmond.
President Biden tells Democrat donors he's not sure he'd be running for re-election if Donald Trump wasn't in the race. Mr. Biden warns that democracy is more at risk in 2024. For his part, Mr. Trump focuses on the Biden record, soaring inflation and crime, the open southern border, the Chinese spy balloon, and the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal, among other things. And tonight's fourth GOP presidential candidates debate will be a slimmed-down showdown.
The number of candidates on stage is shrinking, with only Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on stage at the University of Alabama. Former President Trump will again be skipping the event. This is the fourth time the presidential hopefuls are meeting. Two more debates are planned next month ahead of the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Pacific Northwest has been basking in unseasonably mild temperatures, but along with the warmth has come flooding rains. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 83 points, the Nasdaq ahead 61 points. This is SRN News. What's your church doing for Christmas?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds the vast majority of Protestant congregations, 81%, will hold a Christmas Eve service this month, as December 24th conveniently falls on a Sunday. Only 41% will offer worship services on Christmas Day, however. About two-thirds of churches will conduct some kind of service project to mark the season, and 10% will embark on that most difficult of all specials, the Living Nativity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin and other Virginia political leaders are decrying a decision not to allow a menorah lighting at a community event in Williamsburg over concerns relating to the Israel-Hamas war. The criticism is coming from both parties after the Virginia Gazette reported that the ceremony, scheduled for an art and musical festival, had been canceled. The festival's founder told the newspaper that the menorah lighting seemed very inappropriate in light of the conflict. This is SRN News. Spend any online time with Wikipedia this year?
The Wikimedia Foundation, the nonprofit behind the free, publicly edited online encyclopedia, says English Wikipedia has had more than 84 billion views this year, and the most popular article has been about ChatGPT. Number two this year has been the annual list of deaths, which always sees high traffic. Individual entries for notable people who died this year, such as Lisa Marie Presley and Matthew Perry, also have done well. The 2023 Cricket World Cup is in third place. The Indian Premier League is number four, while the Oppenheimer film rounds out the top five. I'm Mike Hempen.
Members of Hollywood's Actors Union voting to ratify a tentative contract with studios that ended their nearly four-month-old strike, a 78% vote of approval. More details at SRNnews.com.